Welcome to Easter at Concordia. This is a day of celebration and hope. The body of Jesus lay in the tomb after a brutal death just 3 days before. But this story was only the beginning. Because on the third day, the earth rumbled and the stone moved. The glory of God was on display, and Jesus walked out of the tomb alive. Jesus is the resurrected King who defeated death at the grave. And he is the reason we celebrate today.
So bring your dreams, bring your fears, bring your doubts, bring your smile, bring your past, your present, and your future. Bring it all to the one who walked out of the tomb alive. Today we celebrate Jesus' victory over death. He is alive indeed.
Please join me in our opening praise. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Rejoice, this there is great news. Christ has risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Let all the earth proclaim the joy.
Let all heaven show forth in praise.
The darkness is gone.
This is a new day of hope.
The tomb is empty.
Christ is risen in our hearts, our spirits, and in our lives.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please join me in our opening prayer printed on the screen above. Holy One, you come with us to beyond. You lift all things up to us.
You breathe all into us.
You claim victory over death. Blessed be your holy name. Please join me in singing in our open hymn, Up From the Grave He Arose, number 322 in the red hymnal. The words will also be printed on the screen.
I now invite all children to come to the front here. All right. Now, do you guys want to tell me something special that you guys might do on Easter? All right, what do you do?
An egg hunt.
You do an egg hunt. Is there anything else that you guys like to do on Easter morning? What do you like to do?
See your family.
See your family? Anything else you guys like to do? Maybe you like to...
Find an Easter basket.
Yeah, find an Easter basket. Now, normally in your Easter baskets, you find like little plastic eggs like these, right? What do you usually find in them?
Candy.
Candy.
Money.
Toys. Well, today I have some eggs to show you guys. Now, each of them are a little bit special. They each show us something different that helps us remember the true meaning of Easter.
Now, I want you guys to help me open this first one. What do you think's in here?
Money.
Money? Well, how about you go ahead and open it? What's in there?
A cross.
It's a cross. So the cross reminds us that Jesus carried a giant cross to Calvary to die for our sins. He did this not because anybody told him he had to, but because he knew that it was the only way that we could go to heaven. All right, wanna give me that one back? Thank you. Now,
candy.
What do you think's in here?
Candy?
Okay, how about you go and open up that one? What's in there? All right, what are these?
Nails?
No, they're nails, actually. Here, I'll take that one. So the nails remind us that Jesus had these big, long nails that were driven into his hands and in his feet. He had this great, immense pain that he had to go through for us. He did this so that we could have everlasting life. Jesus did this for us. All right, now, how about you guys want to open up this one? Hey, you want to open up that one for me? What's in there?
A rock.
Well, actually, it's a stone.
I know what it's for.
What's it for?
The cave that they put Jesus in. That
yes.
They hold the big rock.
Yeah, that big giant stone that was sitting in front of the tomb. So that stone reminds us of the giant rock that was sitting in front of there that was rolled away on Easter morning. Not even a giant rock like that could keep Jesus in the grave. Give that one to me. All right, and what's in this last one? I don't hear anything. Who wants to open up this one? All right. It's empty, like the empty tomb. On Easter morning, two women came to the tomb to see that the stone had been rolled away and that nothing was inside, except for a single angel that had told him that Christ has risen, just as he said he was. All right? So the Jesus we serve willingly today took up this cross, but he could not be held on the cross by the nails, and he could not be held in the tomb by a single huge stone. He is risen all in heaven with God, his Father. The Bible tells us that everyone who believes in him we'll join him in heaven with the Father. All right, do you guys want to bow your heads and we'll pray, okay? Repeat after me, all right? We thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
That you loved us so much.
That you loved us so much.
That you sent your only Son.
To die for our sins.
We are thankful.
We are thankful.
That his story does not end.
With his death.
But that we serve,
a risen Savior.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
John 20, 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved.
"They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.
He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrapping lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb.
He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. "Woman, why are you weeping?"
"They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus.
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
"Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where he is."
"Mary."
"Rabboni."
"Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
I am sure that most of us have a story about a time in our lives when things did not go the way we planned. For me, that unexpected change happened as a runner. I love to run because running makes me a better person. I think more clearly, I am calm, I am kinder, I am myself, happy and content when I get to run. I somehow have more time, more energy, more willingness to give. When I figured out that running made me feel this way, somehow everything in my life changed. But like many situations in life, change occurs. In January of 2017, I started experiencing horrible pains in my right leg. I was diagnosed with a small stress fracture and told to take some time off to prepare for the upcoming track season. So I did. I read every article on recovery, started taking vitamins to make my bones stronger. I already ate the way that a runner should. I look back on my very successful freshman year as a second team all-conference cross-country runner as a huge accomplishment, a victory. I read about other runners that experienced similar injuries and how they came back twice as strong. I took the time off I was told to and began the track season as the team's 2-mile runner. The pain in my right leg shortly returned, but I ran through it. After the track season was over, I took a short break in the summer of 2017 and began my sophomore year of cross country very eager, with goals to be in the top 8 in the conference. And then, just 2 days into the season, the pain in my leg was so unbearable I was forced to stop. My season was over before it started, this time with a major stress fracture. I was defeated. I can only imagine how the disciples of Jesus must have felt when they were told that Jesus was going to be taken away and crucified. Their time traveling with Jesus, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, spreading love and kindness. Their king would be killed. The unexpected change that comes along when the story seems to be going the way that we think it should. The disciples didn't know what would happen after Jesus was crucified. I can imagine how they must have felt, the hurt, the pain and discouragement when Jesus was taken away. The sadness that is felt when something doesn't go the way we planned or the way that we think it should. John 20, verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, when it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. I can envision not only a dark morning, but also the darkness Mary must have been feeling in her heart. Mary went to the tomb and saw the unexpected. The stone covering the tomb had rolled away, and the body of the Lord was not there. The dark morning became fear that someone had taken him away. After telling the disciples what had happened, Mary stays at the tomb, crying in sadness. An angel appears, asking Mary, "Why are you crying?" I think the angels wanted Mary to understand that something amazing had happened, to not be afraid, because Jesus has done what nobody thought could happen. When Jesus appears to Mary, the story becomes a victory. The tomb is empty, and Jesus is alive. Today on Easter morning, we are reminded of that victory, Jesus' victory over death. When a challenge comes our way, we are tempted to see it as the end, like Christ lying in the tomb. The disciples and Mary must have thought that his mission was over. But it's not over, because the tomb, empty tomb, is not the end, but a beginning. Whatever your story may be, the change that happens in your life, take the message of Easter morning. The resurrection leads me to hope. Hope that when my life doesn't go the way I think it should, that I am not alone. Hope that in the darkest times, there is a light, a victory. The resurrection leads me to feeling loved. Love in knowing that God must love me so much that he gave his one and only son. And if God loves me that much, then there are good things to come. We are reminded today that even during the most difficult times, there is a victory to be won. Amen.
With compassion for our needs, the risen one stands beside us, calling our names. Let us, with that the same mercy, bring forth the offerings to relieve the suffering of this world and to proclaim far and wide of the good news for the resurrection of life. Please join me in prayer as printed on the screen. Thank you, God, for the gifts of this amazing day. Use these gifts to empower our work, those who have not yet seen your Lord.
Use the gift of our lives to empower our calling to carry your love to the world. Amen.
As we gather together now for our Easter prayers, please respond with, "Lord, hear our prayer." With joy, we pray for all Christians united this morning at the empty tomb. Help us see you, O God, and remove all fear from our hearts. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer.
With gratitude, we give you thanks. Guide us to open our eyes again and again to all of your blessings and beauty around us. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer.
With hope, we pray for those experiencing difficult times. Help them to see your light and love to help them overcome challenges. In your mercy,
Lord, hear our prayer. With compassion, wipe away the tears of all who weep. Give us the tools we need to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and comfort those in need. Send your angels to watch over the vulnerable and sick. In your mercy, Lord,
hear our prayer. Hear now the prayers that we share with you in the quiet of our hearts. In your mercy.
Are there more words up there? There are now, okay. We remember that Jesus blessed bread and fish and shared it with all who were hungry, and he fed 5,000 men, not including the women and children. Holy God, care and radical love. We remember that Jesus sat at table with sinners, ate with them, and forgave them. In response, Holy God,
we celebrate your transforming presence and radical love revealed in this meal.
We remember Jesus sharing a meal like this with his disciples, his friends, and he included everyone, those he could trust and those he could not trust. The bread and the juice are prepared and presented, ready to be served, ready to be shared. Today we are Jesus' disciples. Today we are his friends. Each one of us has a welcome. How amazing it is to be loved and wanted, even when we have been less than perfect. How wonderful it is to be included just as we are. When Jesus shared the bread with his friends, he explained that he is the bread of life. Like bread, Jesus nourishes and strengthens us so that we can know right and wrong and not be confused. When we eat the bread together, we are strengthened as a community to remember Jesus and to do the things Jesus would do in our world. Jesus also used the cup of fruit of grapes to teach his disciples. He compared the red juice to blood to help us remember the suffering in the world. Drinking the juice together helps us remember that we are all part of a special agreement, a covenant with God. God loves us so much that when we make mistakes or when we make bad choices, God has agreed to forgive us and give us a second chance every time. This is no ordinary bread and juice. When we eat bread together and drink the juice together, something extraordinary happens, which brings us closer to Jesus and to one another. we become the body of Christ. We remember that as he sat with his disciples, Jesus took bread, he gave thanks to God, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." And when the meal was over, he took the cup and again gave thanks to God. Then he offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant given for all." Holy God, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and the cup, that as they are the bread and cup of the world, we may serve Jesus in that way. Please join me in the blessing. Holy God, bless each of us and the meal we will share, so that we may be strengthened to your abiding presence, nourished by your gracious love, and strengthened by your resurrection power. Amen. Let us now pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the meal which God prepares for all the people of God. In the United Methodist tradition, all are welcome to come and share the bread and the cup. I do have gluten-free matzah. If you need that, just signal to us that when you come for communion. Let us celebrate the feast that God has given us. Come and eat and drink. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the bread and the cup, which are a reminder of the mysterious ways that you love us and that you continue to give us life. Help us to share it always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We invite everyone to join us in the fellowship hall following worship this morning for Easter breakfast.
Alleluia. This is a day of new beginnings. This is the day of brightness and hope, for God has done wondrous things for us. Go in joyful peace and know that God's love is with you always. Amen. Please join us in singing our closing hymn, He Lives, number 310 in the Red Hymnal.